Right, yeah. It's a difficult year, to be fair. Lost quite a number of people that I know as a result of workplace occupations. I've got mates of mine who are currently dying from asbestos, mesothelioma, which is the largest killer of workers on an annual basis and will remain so for the next 20 to 25 years. The employers knew that asbestos was a danger in 1930 because they knew it was a danger in Canada, and they chose that period of time to start importing record numbers of asbestos, and the consequences continue to this day. The house that I live in, social housing, has a part asbestos ceiling. Only when we had a flood, let's put it this, and part of the ceiling in the front needed to be taken down, does it become entirely safe. Some of you might have had the opportunity to look at a little film that myself and Dave Hackney did on Workers' Memorial Day. I'd just like to bring out some of the things that are within that film. Andrew Tibbetts, not more than 3 miles from here, he was crushed to death in Lightcliffe Weir, and his employer was fined £700,000 and sent to prison for 5 years. 120 people on an annual basis are killed at work, and that doesn't include the numbers with road traffic accidents. It also doesn't include those who suffer industrial injuries such as asbestos that kill them in the long run. At this current time, I'm involved with a project which is designed to assess the brain damage to sports stars in the highest levels of rugby league and eventually in football around concussion. The truth of the matter is professional footballers, who are of course exceptionally well paid, or are now but are not, they're 40% more likely to die as a result of dementia from heading the football. So it's something which affects all workers. There's no way of overcoming some of these things. Selby Bridge, in the film, appears. A truck driver, a lorry driver, his employer failed to keep the brakes safe, and as a result of that, he crashed the truck, he killed himself, and he killed 5 other people. And Selby Bridge, also, because of the industrial practices that take place in Selby Bridge, go on to kill workers, but in a different way. The incinerator which will be placed will lead to the early deaths of infants. How do I know this? Because myself and Michael Ryan proved that to be the case in the assessment of the information that we have obtained over 20 to 25 years, which shows that where incinerators are placed downwind, the levels of infant mortality are 20 to 30% higher than in other areas. We estimate that results in the deaths of infants up to the age of one, around 250 excess deaths. We forced the government to spend about £8 million conducting an assessment. What was incredible about that assessment was, despite us being the people responsible for that study or test, we were never asked to appear in terms of the situation. So they did all the work, but they didn't actually ask us. It would actually prove that to be the case. There's not much more else I can say. I guess one of the final thing is the numbers of people who get injured. And don't forget, the numbers of people killed at work on an annual basis. I guess it's not the case now, but it used to be that more people were killed at work on an annual basis than were killed as a result of war. The other thing to say is, of course, the numbers of people who end up disabled at work, losing a limb, being badly injured, unable to go to work. For those who are interested, I did do a booklet for Unite some years ago. I've got a couple here. Sean McGovern, who was the first directly elected disabled person for the TUC General Council. So there's a couple over there. Anybody wants them, they're very welcome to have them. Thanks for listening. Thank you very much. Cheers.